Cat Fear No Evil, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Rousseau Murphy, narrated by Susan Boyce.
The wonderful thing about the cat is the way in which, when one of its many mysteries is laid bare, it is only to reveal another. The essential enigma always remains intact, a sphinx within a sphinx within a sphinx. My own belief is that cat was created to encourage us to dream. Like poets, cats lead us along the margins of the everyday visible world. By following in their footsteps, we can slip behind the looking glass to find, as often as not, that the reflection in the mirror is our own image. He who knows the cat surely understands himself a little better. Robert de la Roche, The Secret Life of Cats. Chapter 1. During the first week of October, when an icy wind blew off the Pacific, rattling the windows of Molina Point's shops, and the shops half buried beneath blowing oaks were bright with expensive gifts and fall colors, residents were startled by three unusual burglaries. Townsfolk, stopping in the bakery, enticed by saffron-scented delicacies, sipped their coffee while talking of the thefts. Wrapped in coats and scarves, striding briskly on their errands, they had left their houses carefully locked behind them. Burglaries are not surprising during the pre-Christmas season, when a few no-goods want to shop free of entailing expense. But these crimes did not involve luxury items from local boutiques. No hand-wrought cloisonné chokers or luxurious leather jackets. No sleek silver place settings or designer...